From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Scores of people gathered for a vigil Monday night outside the Tucson hospital where victims of Saturday's shooting rampage are being treated. Gregory Ratcliffe says he and his wife felt compelled to be there.
This kind of helps, like here, getting back to normal, and, you know, we've been over to the hospital. Of course, you can't get in there, but just to stand out front, and light a candle out there and all.
Doctors say they're cautiously optimistic about the chances of recovery of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head on Saturday. Giffords was among 13 people wounded in the shootings. Six others, including one of Giffords' staffers and a federal judge, were killed. The suspect in the Tucson shootings, 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner, is facing five counts after his first court appearance since the shootings. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
Loeffner appeared in court in Phoenix, where he's been transferred from Tucson, where the shooting occurred. He shuffled into federal court, head-shaved, heavily shackled, wearing a khaki jumpsuit. He faces these charges: the attempted assassination of a member of Congress, the murders of a federal judge and a congressional staff member, and two attempted murder charges. Loeffner did not enter a plea today. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
Former Congressman Tom DeLay has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for money laundering and conspiracy. But Matt Largie of member station KUT in Austin says the Texas Republican is still fighting the charges.
DeLay was booked at the Travis County Jail immediately after the sentence was delivered, but he won't be going to prison. He posted $20,000 bond and will be free pending his appeal. In arguing for probation, DeLay's lawyer, Dick DeGaron, told the judge DeLay had led an exemplary life and had lost everything since he was indicted in 2005. After the sentence was read, DeGaron had little to say.
If I told you what I thought, I'd get sued. This will not stand. Thank you.
Prosecutors had asked for no less than 10 years in prison, though after the hearing, they called the sentence appropriate. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largie in Austin.
At least eight deaths are being blamed on a winter storm that's crippled parts of the nation's southeast. Heavy snow fell on areas stretching from Louisiana to the Carolinas Sunday and Monday. There was snow and ice as far south as Macon in central Georgia. Parts of Atlanta where heavy snow is unusual has received up to 7 inches of snow. The city has hired a fleet of private trucks to spread salt and gravel on ice and snow-packed road services. Officials in Australia's Queensland state now say more than 70 people are missing because of the region's flooding. Dozens of people had to be rescued Monday as high water from weeks of heavy rain swept through the city of Toowoomba and surrounding communities. Top-ranked Auburn has beat number 2 Oregon 22-19 to win the BCS College Football Championships. This is NPR News. The National Transportation Safety Board is set to release a study on 138 accidents involving small aircraft. Media reports say the report focuses on several cases in which airbags saved the lives during packed crashes. For decades, the NTSB has recommended using airbags on all general aviation aircraft, which exclude military, cargo, and planes used in scheduled flights by airlines. Most new general aviation planes have shoulder harnesses and seat belts, but the NTSB says they account for only a fraction of small aircraft in use. Pope Benedict XVI returned to the issue of religious freedom Monday in his closely watched annual foreign policy speech. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports that the Pope is convinced that a wave of anti-Christian sentiment is gaining momentum.
In his annual address to diplomats accredited to the Vatican, Pope Benedict again denounced attacks on Christians in Egypt, Iraq, and Nigeria. Last month, Benedict said Christians were today's most persecuted religious group. He called for religious freedom in Saudi Arabia, where Christians are not allowed to worship in public, and in communist China, where the government controls the Catholic Church, a source of great tension with the Vatican. Pope Benedict went so far as to call on Pakistan to repeal its anti-blasphemy law, which the Pope said serves as a pretext for acts of injustice and violence against religious minorities. The Pope was speaking just 1 week after a senior Pakistani politician who opposed the legislation was assassinated by his own bodyguard. The Pope also voiced concern about the West, where he says religious freedom is marginalized. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
I'm Shay Stevens. NPR News from Washington.
Support for